It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Dighton makes a tough decision surrounding the death of a teenager. Mario Batali headed to court in Boston, and Rihanna makes history. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Not everyone happy with Drake's antics at the Raptors games, and Drake has something to say about it.
Leroy has your sports.
And if knowledge is power, then the Bruins are going to be charged all the way up.
But first, Dighton's Board of Selectmen made a decision about what to do with the dogs that mauled 14-year-old Ryan Hazel to death. The dogs have been quarantined since the attack, and the board voted to put the dogs down. The chairman of the board said that it was a tough decision, but it was the right decision. Celebrity chef Mario Batali headed to Boston to a Boston courthouse tomorrow. He's scheduled to be arraigned on a charge of indecent assault and battery. Now, this is the first criminal charge against Batali resulting from several sexual harassment and assault allegations. A criminal complaint filed last month says that Batali, he noticed this woman in this case. She was taking a picture of him and he offered to take a selfie with her. Well, the woman says he then grabbed her chest, kissed her face, touched her groin, what? All without consent. And the lawsuit seeks unspecified damages for severe emotional distress. Rihanna makes history. She just became the first black woman in history to head up a major Parisian luxury house. She unveiled the new designs of Fenty at a pop-up store in Paris that include ready-to-wear clothes, footwear, accessories, and eyewear. And if you can't go to Paris, the collection will debut online on May 29th. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Wendy Williams cannot escape drama. Her son, Kevin Jr., has been arrested for punching his dad, Kevin Hunter, after an argument in a store parking lot early yesterday morning. So Wendy had dropped Kevin Jr. off at Kevin's house and said that she'd be back later on to get him. And somehow, in the meantime, Kevin and his son ended up going to a store and gotten into an argument, supposedly over Kevin Sr.'s spousal support to Wendy. Dad ended up putting son in a headlock, and Kevin Jr. punched his dad in the nose to try to escape. Police were called, and Kevin Jr. was arrested for assault. As of this morning, Kevin Sr. says he will not be pursuing any charges or legal action as he loves his son very much. The one Kardashian you never hear about is in the news. Kendall Jenner and her NBA man, Ben Simmons, have broken up. Supposedly, Kendall had, she did a Vogue interview recently where she said she could see herself marrying Simmons, but in the meantime he was out partying with chicks in Atlantic City. And soon after that, Kendall, I was so shocked to see it. Kendall was posting some very cryptic stuff on Instagram after that, with the Tyler the Creator song "I Don't Love You Anymore" too. So something's going on. He's like,
that's not even cryptic. That's
I guess, yeah. But
she just,
like,
didn't tag him.
Yeah, like, come on, dude. Like, you guys are like, I always hit him with Tristan Thompson too in the same category. You're NBA stars. If you're in a relationship, you can't hide anything. Like, right. Dudes are going out blatantly to clubs. Like, Ben Simmons was at a strip club, supposedly, and was seen with all these chicks. Like, come on. You got to do a better job.
If you're like 6'7", I hate to break it to you, any room you walk into, whether it's the bathroom, a restaurant, and off, no, it doesn't matter. People are going to look at you and be like, where's he going? Yeah. Why? Because your head is above everyone else's.
And we all know Drake is a huge Toronto Raptors fan. Ugh. You see him all the time at the games, courtside, sometimes getting on the court, getting real familiar with players and even the coach. Well, you knew it was only a matter of time before people started bitching about it. Milwaukee Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer says, quote, I don't know of any person that's attending the game that is not a participant in the game, a player or a coach that has access to the court. Mm. Adding that there's certainly no place for fans and, you know, whatever it is exactly that Drake is for the Toronto Raptors. And a rep for the Bucks star player, the Greek Freak, says, imagine a gig and an athlete on VIP seats right next to the band. Stands up on the stage to show off during the entire game, knowing cameras are on him, massaging the singer, and security and them both allowing it. Never seen anything as disrespectful as this
man,
before.
Yeah, man, he's way too familiar.
He is.
Way too familiar.
It's annoying. I was saying this yesterday. I would be so annoyed, even if I was a Raptors player. I'd be like, dude, really? Back up.
Yeah.
Like, sit down. And Drake sort of responded to the criticism. He posted on Instagram yesterday a series of pictures of him courtside with the emojis, a crying laughing, and salt. So, seeming to call them both salty.
I'd be like, oh, hey, Drake.
Oh, see, that's the problem right there. I was going to keep my mouth shut, but I can't.
Well, let's
that's
keep it going, because here's Leroy.
Oh, my goodness. See, it's people like you, Pebbles, from Drake fans, that just give him a pass all the time. I'm sick of him, too. Sick of him and Toronto. It took 13 innings, but the Sox beat the Blue Jays yesterday 6-5. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, he talked about possibly the possible punishment of Robert Kraft. And as of now, there's nothing planned. Basically, he's like, look, I'm not going to speculate or anything like that. There won't be any discipline until all the facts come out. And if this thing goes to court, you know, the results from that.
Somehow Brady will get suspended for 4 games because of Kraft.
Right. Shout outs to the Celtics defensive don Marcus Smart. He was named to the NBA first team all defensive team. Congratulations to him. And the Bruins takeover is almost fully loaded. All right. So tonight, the scrimmage at the Garden, it starts at 7:00. And I'm hearing there's like 11,000 plus that are going to be there for that. So shout outs to the Bruins fans, too. Head coach Bruce Cassidy. He's out here trying to get all the knowledge he can, and I love it. Supposedly, he has talked to Bill Belichick, Alex Cora, and Brad Stevens for advice.
Nice.
I love it. That shows humility.
I wouldn't talk to Brad Stevens, but no, I like the rest of it.
No, you can always learn something from somebody.
Tell me everything you do so I can do the opposite.
Oh, here you
go. Just write it down in this notebook.
That's messed up. Sox and Blue Jays close out their series tonight, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. Peter Saavedra was in the 8th grade when his father died, and he was forced to drop out of school to help support his family. He then joined the military. He served in World War II. By the way, he's 92. And later received his GED. Well, Saavedra's family thought now's a good time for him to get his actual high school diploma because his grandson was about to graduate. So last week, he was made an honorary member of the class of 2019 with his grandson and got his diploma, got to walk with his grandson during the award ceremony. Stop it. You all need to stop hating on old people.
I'm noticing a trend, all right? And all I'm going to say is yesterday's and today's. It's old people stealing young people's thunder.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's getting what they deserved many years ago, but because of hardship.
Right.
Why don't we just start like high schools just strictly for people 80 and over? You know what I mean?
No.
Like at lunchtime, they could do, instead of recess outside in the park, they could just like dance and stuff.
I can't stand you. That's your good news.
There's a tremendous amount of pudding at lunch.
This report made hot by National Aviation Academy. Become an aviation maintenance technician today. In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds you just repaired soar back in the sky. Log on to bostonwingman.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.